There were big celebrations for a Waterford family last month when an Irish TV show won a major award in Hollywood, no less. 7-year-old Jack Bulger from Butlerstown is the star of RTE Junior show Dizzy Deliveries, which won a Clio Award in the flagship entertainment category at the ceremony in the Dalby Theatre in early November. The children's series is the first Irish production to include the LOVE sign language system, and it won a Silver Clio at the prestigious event for its efforts. Well, a week after that win, on November 17th last, young Jack Bulger and his proud mum Niamh dropped into the Daisha Today studio for a chat with Damien.
Jack Bulger, age 7, and his mum Niamh are in studio with me. Jack is the star of Dizzy Deliveries, Irish TV show on RTE Junior, which last week won the prestigious Clio Entertainment Award in Hollywood, no less, for its sign language system called LOVE, used to communicate for people with intellectual disabilities. Wow. Congratulations.
Dance.
What was it like?
Good.
Brilliant, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Were you on The Late Late Show last year?
Yeah.
What was that like?
Good.
Ryan Tuberty's not on it anymore.
Yes.
He was nice, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He was.
Yeah.
What was The Late Late Show like last year, Niamh?
Oh, it was great. It was great. It was brilliant just to get the word out there, you know. It's kind of, it was something that I suppose 2 years ago his speech therapist asked us to get involved in a show. It was LOVE for 10, 15 years trying to put this together. So they were just amazed that it was actually happening. And she asked us, he attends Grania de Puer in Waterford, and she asked us to get involved. And it was a yes to something we thought was very small 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's just after it had taken off and the publicity and the knowledge and what people know about LOVE now is just amazing over the last, you know, it's really after taking off. When we started using LOVE with Jack first, people didn't realise what we were doing, and they used to ask us, what's he doing, and what's he doing with his hands? And whereas now you don't have to explain it. People know.
So can you show me how it works? Do a little bit of it there.
Yeah, so do you want to show Damien, teach Damien some signs?
Teach me some signs there.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Does it have to be with the right hand? The thank
yeah, you usually do it with your
okay.
right hand.
So
yeah,
you're putting your hand up to your chin
up to
and
your
just
chin
out.
And thank you. And we always say the word with the sign because LOVE is just a bridge to speech. So it's people who use it, they use it to communicate. But you hope that in the end of it all, it's going to be the spoken word that will come.
Yep.
So, and then as the speech comes, you hope to drop the signs. So that's why we'd always say the word with the sign. So thank you. What else do you want to teach Damien? Hello?
Hello.
Silly.
Oh, silly. Silly.
Silly.
Silly.
So we've got
yeah.
the thumb up
silly.
To the forehead and kind of a... Am I a bit silly? I am. I'd say I am.
Silly. And what other ones do you want to do? Say, please. Say the word with this. Please.
Please. Wow.
Yeah. And mammy.
Okay,
yeah,
so that's
mammy.
Putting the fist onto the side of the mouth.
Mammy. And daddy.
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 Ah.
Yeah.
Tom.
And a lot. And Tom, yeah. That's his baby brother.
And Dan.
And Dan, yeah. Dan, his brother as well.
You're so...
And me. And Jack.
You're sitting here with the little red jacket on you and your glasses are so cute. Do you enjoy doing the sign language, do
yeah.
you? What do you love about it? It's good fun.
Yeah.
And what sort of words? Do you learn loads of words every day or different yeah. words, yeah?
Every day,
yeah. And Jack has started to like drop his signs now because the speech is coming, you know. So we
isn't
don't.
Isn't that brilliant?
Yeah, yeah. So it's been unreal. We started using it with him when he was about 6 months. You know, we kind of felt we were a little bit ridiculous doing it with this baby that wasn't, you know, we didn't think he was taking any interest in us. But we started doing it, and then I'd say about 6 or 7 months later, he started using sign. Dog was his first one. We have a dog at home. What's the dog's name?
Jessie.
So she was the first sign. So this is dog, this here by the side. And
hitting the side of your thigh.
Yeah.
Jessie.
And then it took off, and he used, like, when he was using it a lot, he was using 3 or 4 signs in a sentence. But I suppose the thing was with it, and with all of this, is the fact that he was like immersed in it. So he used it in play school. He went to Butlerstown Play School, and the lads there were trained up on it. So they used it all the time. The kids in play school used it. He went to the Sacred Heart. They used it. we were using it at home, so he was completely immersed in it, and it just made him want to communicate and it made him want to be heard, you know. So it was just it's really important, and that's why this is brilliant for it to be getting so much
it's
and people are learning to sign, you know, because when he was using it and if he met somebody he didn't know, they used a sign with him. His whole face used to light up, you know, because it was amazing, and it's just, it's that feeling of being understood, you know. So although he doesn't, and any law of user that doesn't have the speech, it's amazing to feel then that they meet somebody and a simple hello, and they feel, you know, that they're being understood. So that's what the Law of Project and Dizzy Deliveries and all that has done, you know.
And this award, this award now is fairly prestigious, isn't it?
Oh yeah, yeah, it's massive. Yeah, they didn't, and it was something.
Massive.
It is massive. And how, did you get a little thing to put on the bring home?
Yeah.
Well, he went on a photo shoot there on Tuesday, last Tuesday in Dublin.
Okay.
So he got to hold the award. They actually won another award in June in New York.
Wow.
So it was the Clio Health Award.
Yeah.
But this one in Hollywood was the big one that they really didn't, I don't think they expected to win it at all. So.
Can you believe it, Niamh?
No, it's completely, like, even, you know, it was, we were only asked to start the show, you know, and the idea behind the whole show was brilliant. You know, that it was going to teach kids law of signs, and it was fabulous.
You play with that there, you can play with the watch if you want.
But I don't think anybody ever thought it was going to take off the way it is, you know.
Yeah.
I'm teaching out in the Holy Cross in Tremore, and the kids there have really taken it on board. It's just, it's like, I would say, I don't know how many children are in school, it's 600 and something, and I'd say all of them know what law of is now. They all know a couple of signs, you know. So it's just, it's amazing to think that any law of user now that would go around and that they would meet somebody then that would be able to use it with them. So it's just that feeling of inclusion. It's that feeling of being able to communicate with somebody and that they understand what they're saying, you know. And like Jack is quite, we've always said at home that he's very much, you know, the confidence in him is unbelievable. But it's a lot down to love. It's because he was able to communicate. He was being heard, and, you know, he wanted to communicate it, you know. So like the fact that if he wasn't using love and nobody was listening to him, he would have completely gone back into himself, which can happen, you know, and which does happen. But he didn't, and he was using it. And then that's, you know, that's after making him, you know, it's after making him who he is a bit.
It must
now,
be just
so
great for ye as well.
Yeah, it's great. What are you now, Jack? What do you think you are?
God.
What are you?
Nathan.
He's
famous.
He thinks he's famous. He tells everybody
famous.
He's famous. He goes around telling everyone he's famous.
Ah, that is so nice.
Oh, it's brilliant.
We've done a little bit for social media. We'll put that up as well.
Yeah.
And any other plans?
Hoping not. Hoping this is the end of it. But we said, like, as I said to somebody in love there the other day, I was like, it's just the gift that keeps on giving, you know. We said yes to something very small 2 years ago, and then it went on to the Late Late Show, and now the series 2 of Dizzy Deliveries is going to be out soon. It should be out in the new year sometime. So that's brilliant, and kids are loving it. So that's, you know, that's what it's all about.
Aww.
Yeah, so it's
I know there's probably too many people to thank, but just to thank everybody that's helped out.
Yeah, well, it's really it's love, I suppose, have been doing this, like, they're a charity organisation. They've been trying for 10, 15 years to try and get this over the line, and they finally did. And then McCalla are the production company who produced Dizzy Deliveries, and Ringers Creative as well are the lads that won the award. But they've all of it was done on such goodwill, on the back of such goodwill, you know, and voluntary. People were doing lots of things voluntary, and, you know, there was a lot of goodwill went into everything. So it's just lovely that people are getting the recognition that they deserve after it. You know, we're only a very small cog in it, you know. There was lots of other kids that were part of the series, and, you know, but it's that's why we can't say no to things, because it's just important to, you know, to I suppose get the word out there, and to for people to get the recognition that they deserve after all the hard work, you know.
It's lovely to meet you.
Yeah,
thanks
you
so
too.
Much. Really appreciate it. Thank you so much. Lovely meeting you, Buster. Fair play to you.
Can he say hello to his class?
Please come in a little bit there and say hello to your class. What do you need to say?
Where do you go to school?
In Butlerstown.
Butlerstown.
Who do you want to say hello to?
Dear Miss O'Keefe.
Miss O'Keefe and all the...
And your friends.
All his friends in Butlerstown.
That's lovely. It's a lovely school, isn't it?
Yeah, it's fabulous.
Do you love school? You do?
Yeah.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
Jack Bulger, thank you so much.
More welcome. Thanks very much.
How do we do thank you again in love? Out from the chin.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank you.
Out from the chin.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.
No problem.
God bless.
Thanks very much.